I have a very dear friend of mine, and I won't say who he is, but he has a bad problem with women.
Oh, no!
I want to tell you that this friend of mine just lusts for those women too much. This friend of mine now, I said I won't say who, well, just has a hard time with his demonic thoughts of women and the downright sinful things that he would do with them if he lost his most important will and promise.
Oh, no!
Hugging.
No!
Kissing.
No!
Playing with the poodle. Friends, this just upsets this man so much that he cannot stop thinking those lewd, lustful, evil thoughts about women's legs, their hips, their underwear. I want to tell you fine people this one thing that I tell this friend of mine over and over and over again. I tell him that he has a very special friend, a friend who is there with him day and night, night and day, a friend who understands his needs, worries, many, many, many frustrations. Do you know the name of my special friend? Jimbo!
Jimbo! Jimbo!
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Jimbo will sit with you and watch a nature show.
Oh, yeah.
When you are feeling down, Jimbo will lift you up and take you for a ride in his pickup.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimbo will come in your house carrying a six-pack of goodwill and joy. When you have sinned, he will baptize you in the clear waters of his above-ground pool. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
But when the evil floodwaters are arising, don't think that Jimbo hasn't been there. Because when evil makes those eyes stop and stare at those bosoms, those thighs, those lips, those ears, those small of the backs, those panties, you know Jimbo has been there too. And no, Jimbo is there with you now as those demonic feelings down where the sun don't shine are about to take over. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you to our members. You've got a friend in Jimbo. You've got a friend in Jimbo.